It's time for the first news bulletin of the day. In your top stories, Minister McPherson welcomes the RDT CEO's resignation. The IFP holds its ground in strong support of Premier Ntuli, and the government wants the country to be free from the foot and mouth disease. The Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure, Dean McPherson, has welcomed the Independent Development Trust's Chief Executive Officer, Tabogo Malaka's resignation. The RDT announced yesterday that Malaka would not receive any exit compensation. The government agency says it will now begin the process to appoint a permanent Chief Executive Officer. Malaka was suspended in August following an investigation that found irregularities in a hospital tender worth over 800 million rand. The Good Party has welcomed the arrest of two law enforcement officers in Cape Town. The officers were arrested for alleged allegations of corruption in Paro on Tuesday. They allegedly tried to extort a bribe from a motorist who was caught drunk driving earlier this month. The Good Party's Jonathan Capido says this case of corruption among the city's law enforcement officers is not an isolated incident. The Inkatha Freedom Party has reiterated its full support for KwaZulu-Natal Premier Tami Ntuli, emphasising that the province progressed better under his leadership. The party briefed the media yesterday to provide clarity on recent developments in the government of provincial unity. Ntuli survived the MK Party's motion of no confidence last year. The party emphasized that this motion and its accompanying violence and threats of instability and gender-based violence have no place in the province. The IFP's national chair, Blessed Gwala, says the residents now have a government that they can be proud of because of Ntuli. The Western Cape communities have called on the provincial government to prioritise the fight against gang violence. The provincial government has asked for a provincial state of disaster to be declared in response to wildfires and the drought. Communities in Cape Town say they want a provincial state of disaster to be declared over gang violence. Cape Crime Crisis Coalition has requested a meeting with Premier Alan Windey to discuss the crisis of crime. The Minister of Agriculture, John Steenhuisen, says he wants the country to be free from foot and mouth disease in 10 years. Farmers across the country are struggling to contain the spread of the disease. The disease has also led to an increase in the price of beef products. Steenhuisen has assured farmers that the government has a plan to fight the disease. He says the plan is a long-term commitment to the health of the country's economy and food security. Moving to international news, Germany has joined other European countries in deploying soldiers in Greenland. Europe and America are in dispute over the island. American President Donald Trump has suggested that he wants to take over the territory for security purposes. However, Denmark and Greenland have rejected this decision. The European deployment aims to explore possible military contributions to bolster the region's security. And sports news. Senegal booked their place in the Africa Cup of Nations final with a tense 1-0 win over Egypt. The match was largely cagey, with Senegal dominating possession but struggling to break down Egypt's defence. After the interval, Senegal continued to press through before settling the contest with a long-distance goal from Sadio Mane. Senegal now prepares for Sunday's final against hosts Morocco, who beat Nigeria 4-2 on penalties. Financials: gold selling at $4,594.02 a fine ounce, a barrel of Brent crude $64.43, $1 R16.42, the British pound R22.05, and the euro R19.11. A Bitcoin is currently $95,949.89. And that's all for this bulletin. Next news at 8. Moving on to see what's happening weather-wise around the province, having a last look at the forecast for the morning. We start with severe weather alerts. The information, of course, supplied by the SA Weather Service. We start with severe weather alerts. No impact-based warnings, fire dangers or advisories. Western half of the Eastern Cape for the rest of today. Mostly cloudy and cool to warm in places. Isolated showers and rain scattered along the coast. Coastal wind, fresh to strong southwesterly, becoming southeasterly. Eastern half of the Eastern Cape, mostly cloudy and cool to warm in places, with scattered showers and thundershowers. Coastal wind, fresh to strong southwesterly, becoming southerly.